Hello, my Slice of Sci-Fi listeners, especially those of you in the Phoenix metro area. It is that time of year again. The Phoenix Film Festival and the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival are right around the corner. Opening night, Thursday, August 12th. And folks who are local during the film festival can now win a pair of flex passes for the festival. Send me an email, summer@sliceofsci-fi.com, with the subject line Horror Sci-Fi Film Festival 2021, and we will have a lucky winner selected on Wednesday, August 11th, end of day, and you will be notified by the film festival how to obtain your passes. You can find information about the festival's location and schedule at phoenixfilmfestival.com or horrorscifi.com. Check those films out. And remember, email me your entry by 4 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday, August 11th. That's when we're picking a winner. Good luck! Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and it is that time of year again, the Phoenix International Film Festival and its more fun counterpart, the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, are starting August 12th through August 22nd, run through, I believe, the Scottsdale 101 theaters in Scottsdale, Arizona. And my guest right now is the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival director, Monty Yazzie. Hi, Monty.
Hey, Summer. Thank you so much for having me. Really, really excited to be back again on Slice of Sci-Fi.
I have a long history with this film festival. I think it was actually one of the first film festivals, genre film festivals, I ever attended oh so many years ago. And I am happy that you guys are continuing to carry that flag into a very genre-laden future, because I foresee a lot of movies about post-apocalyptic and pandemic scenarios for the next year or two.
I feel like it's going to be a topic of interest for a long time and a topic of creativity for people for a very long time.
So we'll see how many of them are fun and go from there. But what to you is, I guess, the most interesting thing about putting together this year's festival? Were there any changes you had to make, you know, given that submissions were happening while a lot of places were still in limited opening capacities?
Yeah, you know, we had to take a lot into consideration based on, you know, the state that we live in, based on, you know, the CDC guidelines, and, you know, with our partners with Harkins as well, too, being guides for us on this journey. It's been a good partnership with them because they are working with the utmost, you know, forefront of safety in mind to make sure everybody stays safe. So coming back to the festival and, you know, wanting to do it live again was a choice that we made a few months back, and have been very confident with the rules and everything that Harkins and the CDC guidelines have established for us to kind of work with. We have a very full schedule this year. So based on the programming we have, I think it's super interesting because this is one of the years where we actually have quite a few sci-fi films in our program, and I think we've talked about it in the past, where sci-fi always seems to be the hardest to program for the festival. But this year, we're really fortunate. We have quite a few that are in our festival this year, and we're excited to show them to everybody.
Awesome. I'm a big fan and supporter of indie films, and you know, the rule of thumb had been for, you know, at least the past few years, it's easier to get a horror movie funded and into production than it is a indie sci-fi film, because sci-fi usually takes a lot more money. But I think we're starting to see certain tools and techniques and software just being able to close that gap some, because I've seen some really, really interesting science fiction, you know, both short films and feature films that were, you know, not budget breaking, you know, blockbuster level budgets. And there's been some really smart storytelling in there. So, you know, improvements on both the sci-fi and the horror front are greatly appreciated, and that you guys are having a hand in that too. That just, you know, that's just more entertainment for me. So that's cool.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, like, I think your insight on technology is really important as well too, but also I think people are starting to, you know, utilize science fiction stories to tell really socially relevant stories. Maybe even using the sci-fi narrative to compose social commentary about what's going on in the world today. And sometimes, you know, you don't need a whole lot of effects to really bring some of the sci-fi out in what's going on in our world right now. And I think there's some filmmakers that are doing a great job of that.
Yeah, it's been, you know, historically speaking, science fiction, you know, has been the cornerstone of speculative fiction. Let's speculate on this societal conundrum, on this social viewpoint. You know, it's been like that. I mean, starting even back in the 60s, maybe even earlier, that, you know, people writing science fiction were pushing multiple envelopes on, hey, let's look at this a different way, cloaking it in science fiction to get it, you know, into the hands of people who want to read different kinds of stories. And you're right. It's a wonderful time to be a fan of storytelling.
No, very much. And, you know, I think, like you said, we're fortunate to have those creatives who are putting those images and those voices out there, because we're getting some really good stuff because of their creativity and utilizing the sci-fi vessel to really tell some interesting tales.
So what's on the science fiction side of the track this year? What anyone attending the festival this year in person, what would you recommend they put on the tops of their lists?
Well, the first thing I always recommend to folks who are new to the festival, or even like those who have been coming to the festival for a long time, is to really look at the science fiction short section that we have. We have a set of short films that we program every year, and a couple of programs for that. And sometimes you can really see some pretty amazing stuff. And like you said, you know, in terms of independent cinema, you get to see a lot of people really utilizing their skill set and, you know, whatever means they have available to make stories come to life. And you can really see that in our short films selection. We also have a science fiction feature competition category where we have some really great films that we have this year that we've we were able to get submitted and program into that area. We have a great flick called Paradox Loss that is a nice little genre bending kind of love story about time travel. We have another film called The Shasta Triangle, which is basically a story about a girl who returns home and she uncovers the truth about her father's disappearance. And, you know, there's some underlying stuff that has to do with the woods around that, around the area where she lives in. That's a really great one as well too. We also have 12 Months of Kai. 12 Months of Kai is a really interesting film about basically a person who gets the personal care of a humanoid to help make their life easier. And in the process of having this humanoid to help him with things, they end up adapting their lives together. And there's this great crossover human relationship story about, you know, kind of two people who may not be exactly similar, but, you know, they also have so much in common. But those three films are films that we have in our sci-fi features competition category. And we think that that those are all very worthy films to watch, especially if you're really into sci-fi. And we have them programmed, you know, consistently, three shows a piece throughout the duration of the festival. So we give you lots of opportunity to watch those ones.
Now, is there like an audience selection award for either sci-fi or horror or both?
We do have one audience award, and it's not just for science fiction or horror, but the audience award is just in general for the entire festival.
Okay.
So it's Phoenix Film Festival and International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival. You can vote on which film that you think is the best, and we have one audience award for everything. But we do give an award for best feature competition film and then best short film as well, too.
Nice, nice. How many entries did you get for this year's shorts program, both sci-fi and horror?
You know, we usually get quite a few. It's so hard sometimes to kind of work through those to find films that, you know, stand out. And, you know, I always like to make that comment that, you know, inspiration strikes three people at once, right? So sometimes we have these movies where they feel like, oh, like everybody was really into this one topic, you know, this one alien abduction. Or one year, I think it was, you know, that crossover between scary aliens and zombies, right? Like there was this like weird connection that people were hitting up. So trying to sort through those films and find what's going to fit best in our program is always a challenge. But Michael Stackpole is our science fiction program manager. And he does a wonderful job of sorting through all these films. But I think we got quite a few feature competitions that came in this year, which makes it really hard to narrow down to three. And typically in both competition, in both short film categories, we end up getting quite a few. And that was the same this year with science fiction, where we ended up getting quite a few that we had to pare down to a couple of programs.
Cool. What about the horror side? Which films are you putting on the recommended viewing list?
I think, you know, the same thing that I do with the horror side is the same thing that I do with the sci-fi side, where, you know, I always tell people go watch those short films because you're going to see a variety of things in there. But on our horror feature competition side, we have three films again. One of them is an anthology called A Comedy of Horrors, Volume 1. And that one actually is directed by a festival alumni. He did a film a couple years ago called The Night Watchman. But okay. He's one of the directors for that. Ken Arnold is his name. But he was a director of The Night Watchman a couple years ago. And he's back with this film as a anthology. It's a comedy horror anthology, so you get a little bit of everything for that one. We also got another one called Red River Road. Red River Road is a film about a family isolating against a pandemic virus that spreads through the internet and robs people of their ability to perceive like reality. But the really cool part about this movie is it's done by director Paul Schuler, and the cast and everybody for his film are people from his family. So they shot this during quarantine, and during quarantine, you have to use the crew that you have. And Paul had his family. So it's a family fronted film that this family put together. And so it's really great that they were, you know, it's almost like a, you know, how my family does family fun night on Friday nights. These guys do family fun night, but they make an entire movie out of it.
Nice. That's
and then the last one that we have is one called The Stairs. It's directed by Peter Thiemann. And it's a really interesting film, kind of about a story that of a group of people who go searching this area for a missing boy. That this missing boy, like he disappeared in like the 90s, and they're out in the same area where he's at. And on their journey into the woods, they encounter just a flight of stairs, a random flight of stairs in the woods that I can't give you much more than that because I don't want to spoil it. But, you know, leading up to that moment where they find this flight of stairs, then the film really takes off and becomes something really unique and really interesting. So those are our three competition films that we have for the festival. And we're really proud of those. And our festival programmer for the horror features is Brandon Kitchen. And our short film programmer is Danny Marianito. And these two guys, they live and breathe horror films, and they're fantastic. And I always love what they put together for the festival.
Cool. It sounds like that finding an odd, unusual, out-of-place structure in the woods is becoming a thing. And it seems like everybody's trying to go, all right, what are they going to find in the woods? How do we make it crazy or creepy or interstellar? Yeah. And I'm starting to really enjoy the levels of creativity we're seeing with people. Okay, how about a door? Okay, how about a staircase? Okay, how about a swing that's not attached to a tree? it just keeps getting stranger, and strange leads to some really interesting storytelling, and I'm here for it.
You know, and that's a great crossover for one of our films that we're calling our centerpiece film. Mm-hmm. Our centerpiece film is a cooperation that we did with Phoenix Film Festival to program a feature that kind of embodies a little bit of the horror sci-fi while also kind of being perfect for those who may not be into horror sci-fi directly. But we have a David Bruckner's film, The Night House. David Bruckner did a movie a few years ago called The Ritual, which is about a group of guys who go into the woods and uncover something really scary. But this one, David Bruckner's new one, stars Rebecca Hall. And it's a film about a widow who begins to uncover like her recently deceased husband's disturbing secrets. Mm-hmm. She lives kind of in isolation right near a lake. But David Bruckner, you know, we know that he's been around for a while making movies, but the real news is David Bruckner is making the new Hellraiser films. So it's really interesting to see, you know, his idea of scary and his idea of kind of, you know, what it means to have horror, what horror means to him, because I think it's all going to influence his idea around what this new Hellraiser film is going to be like. And Hellraiser has been around forever. So I'm really interested to see what this really creative director will do. And The Night House is a great thriller and has a wonderful lead performance. And it's just one of those films that, you know, you just like to, I always call it a great crossover film. It makes people like, you know, they start to ask a little bit more of like, oh, I wonder if there's anything else like this in the horror realm. Like, it's always that great moment where I can talk to them and be like, well, if you like this one, here's a couple other ones that I think you might like. And Summer, I'm always trying to make horror fans out of people. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, I've heard a lot about The Night House. I think it's getting like a wider release right after the festival or right?
Yeah, the end of, I think the following Friday after our festival is when that movie gets released.
Yeah, like I said, I've heard a lot about it. I saw the long trailer for that and I'm like, oh, that's going to be creepy. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the best thing about, you know, the movies that I just told you about is those are just films in our competition features. Mm-hmm. Like we still have an entire showcase that we have, and our showcase is a little different than our competition because our showcases are films that are kind of handpicked to be in the festival. So those are ones that I end up programming for the festival along with a couple other people that kind of help me, you know, make choices and figure out how to make the best program that we can. But, you know, every night, every single night of the festival, we have at least two screenings, sometimes three a night. And we're really excited to have all of those opportunities.
Awesome. Are there going to be any like panels or Q&As with filmmakers for anyone in attendance to check out?
So again, we're trying really hard to kind of limit the amount of like large interactions with people. So we'll have really kind of intimate filmmaker Q&As, and they're going to be really established time and size. So we'll probably end up having to cap capacity at some point in time with some of these, but we will be having some panels. One of the Phoenix Film Festival's lead critic, Jeff Mitchell, is going to be doing these really cool mornings, like Breakfast with Mitch or Coffee with Mitch, I think is what it's called. And Jeff is like the nicest guy in the world. So, and he likes a little bit of everything. So if you can, if you feel like you want to get started with your festival day at 8 a.m., Jeff will be waiting with coffee to talk movies with everybody. And I'll probably end up invading a couple of those coffee sessions just to steer people in the direction of the horror and sci-fi stuff that we have going on.
Well, I hope someone will be recording some of the panels that are happening in person and put them up on the Film Festival's YouTube channel, because that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're trying to, you know, also make sure that we are being as interactive as possible to include those people who may not be comfortable with coming to a festival just yet, which is perfectly fine. So we're going to try to do some live streaming, as well as making sure that we record some of these interactions so that we can put them up at a later date.
Awesome. Well, once again, it sounds like you've put together a great festival, and I can't wait for some of our listening audience to go check it out for themselves, and hopefully they'll go see a few things and report back, because I love getting feedback on film festivals, especially, you know, ones like this one, where, you know, there's a long history, a long connection. So Monty, good luck with this year's festival. I hope everything runs smoothly and everyone has a wonderful time.
Thank you so much, Summer. I'm always excited to sit and chat with you every single year about these festivals, and really appreciate the commitment that you have to making sure that, you know, we get this information out there. You guys do a really great job about that.
Thank you. It is truly, truly my pleasure. Monty Yazzie, the director of the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, which is the nighttime track to accompany the Phoenix Film Festival, happening August 12th through 22nd in Scottsdale, Arizona. You can go check out the websites. I believe it's phoenixfilmfestival.com and horrorscifi.com for schedules to find out when those shorts programs and those features are running. And again, if you plan to attend, give me some feedback. Let me know what you liked and what you want to see more of. Again, Monty, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this. Slice of Sci-Fi.
Escape Pod is your destination for the best in modern short science fiction. Our intrepid crew of editors and hosts will bring you fun, thought-provoking, in-flight entertainment every week as the pod careens around the multiverse. In the mood for a classic, we've got Anson Mount, also known as Captain Christopher Pike, reading Theodore Sturgeon. Want something a little more up-to-date? Jennifer R. Donahue's Surveillance Fatigue has you covered in every sense. From classic space opera to intimate character drama, from heroic alien pets waiting for their families, to herds of literal Einsteins and the benevolent conspiracy they're hatching. Escape Pod has it all at escapepod.org. So buckle up, because it's story time.
Hey guys, this is Arjun Gupta from Sci-Fi's The Magician. You are listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
And a final reminder that if you are listening to this before 4 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday, August 11th, you still have time to email me, summer@sliceofscifi.com, with the subject, something along the lines of International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival 2021, and be eligible to win a pair of passes to the festival. So if you're in the Phoenix area and you're listening before 4 p.m. Pacific Wednesday, send me that email right now. Seriously, this festival is a favorite of mine. And someday soon, I hope, Monty and I will be able to hang out in person and talk about monster movies, zombies, short films, and action movies. So what do you like to explore when you go to a film festival, be it in person or virtual? Let me know. Send me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com, or leave a comment on the website, sliceofscifi.com, either on this episode or any of the others where we've talked about short films, for instance, the recent Etheria Film Festival, or hit me up on Twitter, @sliceofscifi. I will talk about quite a few different topics over there, be they science fiction related, horror related, comics, sports, baseball and soccer are my thing, and a few other topics. Who knows what sort of interesting tangents we can get up to in some of those conversations. And remember, you can also listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio. And if you're listening on Apple or Stitcher, please consider leaving a review for us and letting people know that you're enjoying the show and they should check it out for themselves. And you can also leave us a review or a rating over at Podchaser if you are a member, using that to keep track of your favorite podcasts. So thank you all for your support. And thank you all to everyone who is currently helping support the show and all the other shows in the Slice of Sci-Fi universe. Your active continuing support in donations and pledges really do help me keep the bits flowing and the lights on. Your support helps out Slice of Sci-Fi, Babylon Podcast, the archives over there, Writers After Dark, the show I do interviewing authors and writers across all sorts of entertainment media. We've got the archives for Charlie Jade and a few other shows and websites that are kept online through your help. So my thanks and appreciation go out to everyone who is currently helping with that. If you'd like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Pick a tier, any tier, and you will become eligible for a perk. Every month I pick a winning email address out of the hat, and that person gets to choose from a movie, be it Blu-ray, DVD, 4K, a TV show box set, or a book. I get a lot of books, either physical advanced copies or physical finished print copies for the work I do over at Writers After Dark. And I am literally running out of space. So the wealth is spread between all of the supporters of Slice of Sci-Fi and all the shows in the collective Slice of Sci-Fi universe. I am working on a coffee page, ko-fi.com. And as soon as that's live, trust me, I will let everyone know. And if a donation every now and then is more your speed and you can't wait for the coffee page to be live, you can use paypal.me/sci-fi-summer. And that will do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.